know you're on the air.
Just act natural, and even though you're mic'd, try not to use your radio voice.
Oh, good morning.
Come on, buddy.
You have to wake up.
Get up, pal.
Rise and shine.
You got the whole day ahead of you. Come on, out of bed. Out of bed. Get out of bed. You get out of bed before I kick you out of bed. You get out of bed!
One, 2.
Boom. Mic drop.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to start the show laughing, but Commissioner John Engels just sent me an article from, where is this article coming from? Daily Mail. Yeah. They can't scare you enough to get the vaccine. So they have to keep coming up with different angles. Why COVID can play havoc with men's love lives. Men who got infected have 3 times the risk of developing erectile dysfunction. Oh, man, they are getting desperate to get people to get this vaccine, which, by the way, does not protect you from getting COVID-19. That is straight from Dr. Fauci. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is University of Rome. Yeah. Yeah. That's a study that needs to go out. That's just incredible. If you believe that, boy, I got a whole lot of bridges to nowhere to sell you. Thank you, Commissioner Engels. My cheeks are actually hurting. That made my day this morning. How are you doing? Happy Wednesday. It's the Monica J. Show. It's your show. And we have got some great interviews for you today. Lots and lots and lots of good stuff. All right. Let's kick it off with yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should 3 of 7 school members in Clark County and Washoe counties be appointed positions? So the removal of your voice, vote, just one more way around taking you out of the equation. They don't want you in the equation. They don't like the way you vote, or at least are going to start voting, because everyone's seeing what's going on right now. Yeah, 98% of those participating in the poll said no. No way. I have a say who gets on the board. All right, today's poll question. Do you feel that the United States of America is less influential or powerful on the world stage under the Biden-Harris administration? Well, there's a reason that I ask you that. Because, well, of course, the administration will always make you think that everybody looks up to us and we are the superpower. Well, no. They don't. And this is why I always say prepare for the worst and hope and pray for the best. From Sky News Australia, this host, James Moreau, I absolutely love him. He puts some great stuff out there. Because Sky News is still working with the assumption that people want to hear the truth, not like our mainstream media. And he believes that the world has become a more dangerous place under sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. Now, that's the name I gave to him, not James. So Let's, in case you're not taking my advice and listening to news outside of this country, just give a listen as to what he has to say. Dan, do you have my audio?
I think we can all agree that the world has become a more dangerous place since Joe Biden was inaugurated U.S. president. But the question we have to ask now is, why? I mean, look at it. On Friday, Chinese forces committed their largest ever incursion into Taiwanese airspace, as worries grow by the day of a Chinese invasion of the Democratic Island Republic. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, Iran is on the march with its rebel militias now attacking Saudi oil fields and building up a stockpile of missiles that has Israeli planners increasingly nervous about a potentially devastating conflict happening sooner rather than later. And here in Australia, officials are now also worried that with the U.S. seemingly in retreat under Joe Biden, they need to dramatically up defense preparations to counter threats from the north, i.e. China. So, why are things getting so hot so fast? Surely the U.S. is still big enough and ugly enough to warn off anyone planning anything truly dangerous, right? Well, not so fast, because the U.S. military, I am sorry to report, has fallen prey to invading armies of PC wokesters, human resources, PowerPoint jockeys, and identity politics radicals. So, instead of being on alert to fight foreign enemies, the U.S. military is now being used to ferret out domestic foes, i.e., anyone to the right of the Biden administration. It started with the militarization of the U.S. Capitol by the National Guard due to the supposed and now widely debunked threat of some further alt-right, quote-unquote, insurrection after Joe Biden's inauguration. It moved on to National Guard troops marching down the halls of Congress to criticize a Republican congresswoman after she made comments they didn't agree with. Then the Pentagon ordered a one-day stand-down of military forces across the globe to deal with the supposed problem of extremism in the ranks, though those who participated in the training say that while the sessions were supposedly all about going after the alt-right, anyone who talked about Antifa or Black Lives Matter and brought up the violence done in the names of those organizations was quickly shut down. The sessions instead, many who participated in the report, were really about ferreting out anyone guilty of wrongthink on the right. And here's the sinister bit. It also encouraged servicemen and women to report one another to higher-ups if they caught them saying or expressing the wrong things or ideas or opinions. I mean, really, how long is it until the U.S. military goes down the road of the old Soviet Union, where political officers were always on hand to check everyone's thinking and overrule commanders on the ground? But it's not only those within their own ranks. The Pentagon is also going after private citizens. After Fox News' Tucker Carlson slammed America's increasingly feminized woke military, the Pentagon and many of its top generals launched a full court press on social media to denounce Tucker Carlson a private citizen. And speaking of generals, have a look at the U.S. Special Operations Command's new chief of diversity and inclusion. Yes, you heard me right. Special Ops has a diversity and inclusion chief, and his name is Richard Torres Estrada. Now, where have we heard that name before? Oh, yeah. Here's that same Richard Torres Estrada on Twitter comparing Trump to Adolf Hitler. Honestly, at this rate, China won't need to defeat America on the battlefield if America under Biden keeps becoming more like China. And that's the danger. If you've been following me for any length of time, you know my motto, go woke, go broke. The U.S. military is increasingly going woke and falling for PC fads and identity politics and narratives that come straight out of the hard progressive left. And that means America's enemies from Beijing to Tehran are not just laughing, but planning. These are dangerous times, and thanks to Joe Biden, they're getting a lot more dangerous.
Thank you, James Moreau, Sky News. Is that something that you would ever hear in this country? No. This is why they are going against the Second Amendment and removing firearms. This is why they are going for the Fourth Amendment to allow law enforcement to just walk into your home without a warrant and seize firearms. You might want to read the Second Amendment again and read it word for word, because this is exactly what the founding fathers set us up for. If you remove, now I go back and forth with men and women in the military right now and former military vets that we take an oath. People don't care about oaths anymore. Look at all of the politicians. They break their oath every single day. So if you're weeding out from the U.S. military conservatives, then guess what? You have a U.S. military filled with the left and the woke who have no problem going against their fellow Americans because they've been told to. Please prepare and prepare like never before, because the southern border has been thrown open to criminals. And you're not being told that, because they're focused on the children right now, and they can't even get that focus right, because they put out a picture where illegal immigrant children, or as they like to, you know, use your emotions and say, unaccompanied minors, are getting an in-person education while your kids still can't go to school. We'll look at some of the numbers. Mark Morgan is going to join us. Actually, we had to change the time because of what's going on. So now he will join us at 11:45 instead of 10:38. So please be ready for that explosive interview, giving you the truth of the numbers. Like last month, 150,000 illegals crossing. Almost 1,000 of them wanted criminals. Almost 100 of them sex offenders. Again, remind me, where was your breaking point? Be listening today. We're just about ready to wrap up our giveaways with the chocolate shop and that chocolate bunny that's filled with marshmallow or peanut butter. We've got two today and one tomorrow. So there you go. Three chances left for you to win. But you know, you're already a winner because you're being enlightened not only with the gift of chocolate from the chocolate shop, but with the gift of the facts, the truth. As much as I can scrounge up for you here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
TGI Fridays is launching a new flaming donut chicken sandwich.
Oh yeah? Well, Chili's is getting into the donut craze with their new baby back ribs infused with glazed donuts and barbecue sauce.
Well, did you know Applebee's is offering up a new southwestern chicken salad with donut holes instead of croutons?
That's nothing. Krispy Kreme is introducing a glazed donut inside a waffle made out of glazed donuts.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, because just what we need after our pandemic 15 is more donuts in our diet.
Stay huge, America.
Yeah. Hey, hand me that box of donuts.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them in a respectful way. Speaking of patriots, oh my gosh, we have an incredible patriot who is going to be joining us. Alan Gottlieb will be with me on Friday at 11:08. He is the chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. So he's going to be bringing us the latest on the gun grabs from the Biden-Harris administration. And just to, put us on a more equal playing field with the cancel culture of the left, keep in mind the businesses out there that are supporting this anti-gun grab. These people do not believe in the Second Amendment, and they want to make sure that they use their power as CEOs and their money of very successful companies to make sure that your rights are infringed upon. So just running down a few here, if you're spending your money with these companies, you might want to think again, okay? Artsy, AOL, AMC Theaters, Bloomberg, well, we knew about Bloomberg, Bank of America, Bain Capital, Burger King. Well, there goes my Whopper. Chipotle. Well, my husband's probably going to starve to death now. CNN, yeah, that's a no-brainer. Costco. Did you know that? Yeah. Danone. Pick another yogurt. Delta Airlines, Dick's Sporting Goods, Disney. Disney's going full bore for this globalism thing. Disney right now in Florida is using facial recognition on all of its people. Everybody that goes through the doors or the gates pay that astronomical amount of money. Think about that. Since March 13th, you have now been under facial recognition surveillance at Disney. DoorDash, eBay, Echo Lab, Eventbrite. See, they put companies in there that, well, everybody uses, and they just don't want to stop because it's just so darn convenient. Gap, Gucci, Hallmark Cards, HBO. These are just to name a few. There's hundreds of them, and I will make sure that I put the link on my webpage today. Actually, sorry, I need to update my web pages. I have been falling short with a bunch of meetings that I've been having. But two that I want to point out to you. Beyond Meat and Impossible Meat or Impossible Foods. Once again, the global agenda. Getting rid of the meat, getting rid of real protein, getting that plant protein in there. This all plays in together. This is how you push back with your dollars. Because I guarantee you, there are more of us than there are of them. And when sales start going down, that's when it hurts. Everybody wants to be a part of the in crowd and eat the things and buy the things that, you know, just seems so in right now. But every time you eat at Panera Bread, every time you used Postmates, or when you switch over to Progressive Insurance, guess what? You are helping fund the movement against the Second Amendment. So think about that, just in case later on you're sitting in the Sonic drive-thru trying to get one of those blasts. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
So glad you're here with me today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about you and making sure you have the information you need to be armed and ready to go with your voice, because the legislature, wow, when it's in session, well, is it appropriate for me to say that we just get screwed? I mean, seriously. And seriously, so many people are unemployed. Two income families down to one income. And yet, the legislature wants to make sure that they can tax you out of your property. Again, remember, globalist agenda. You won't own any property. Yes, they're looking at raising, putting residential and commercial property taxes basically together, or at least the levels. Making it anywhere from, instead of residential, 0 to 3%, 0 to 8%. Of an increase that they can do on your property. Really? When people are using up all of their savings to keep their businesses afloat, this is what Democrats are working on. They're also working on making sure that, Equal Rights Amendment. Equal Rights, my tookus. Making sure that women are diminished, that religious ideals are diminished, if not just flat out gone. So joining us right now is Karen Engel, who is the executive director of the Nevada Family Alliance. Karen, thank you so much for being with me today. Bring us an update on SJR 8, the so-called equal rights bill.
Yes. Yes. So SJR 8 passed this legislative session. So it will be placed on the ballot in 2020. And the way things work in Nevada, the legislature can bring forth an idea, and they did bring this forth the last session at 10:30 at night with 4 days left to go in the session. And they rammed it through. So that was the first time that the legislators voted on it.
But the first time, but let me take you back, though. The first time the legislators voted on it, we did have some Republicans that voted for it, right?
Oh, yes, we did. Oh, Jill Tolles voted for it every time and proudly made a floor statement. Keith Pickard proudly made a floor statement. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And leadership, Robin Titus, Settlemyer, they all voted for it. So I just want to. And so if I were the other side, when this comes up on the ballot, I would be using the Republican so-called conservative Jill Tolles, her floor statement in an ad to pass this. I mean, they do so much harm when they do this kind of thing. And so SJR 8 is a like you said, so-called, it's an equal rights amendment that would amend the Nevada Constitution regarding equal rights in any sort of government entity. But this one goes further than any other state has gone in the nation. This is the first one that adds gender identity, gender expression, and it also adds age into the non-discrimination for the government. So let me give you an example of age, why that matters. It matters in a lot of different arenas, but in Nevada, the age of consent is 16. So if SJR 8 passes, you cannot keep a 16-year-old from becoming a legal prostitute because you can't discriminate based on age. So she has a right to get paid just like someone who's 21. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy. Yeah.
This is
also, like you said, erasing women. It is going to mean in every government entity, that means business loans that the government has said are going to be prioritized for women and women-owned businesses. Well, now a man who asserts himself as a woman. Same with every sports team. You know, the nation is passing. There's 10 states that are passing women in sports fair play legislation this year. And saying that, you know, you can't take a woman's spot. If you're biologically a male, you can't be on the women's sports team, get the scholarship, stand at the podium, and erase women. Mm-hmm. Well, SJR 8 will do just that. They just have to identify as a biological male or female, and they get to play on that team and go in that locker room.
Now, which Republicans voted for it this time?
Okay, off the top of my head, I'm just going to roll them out. Jill Tolles, Heidi Ganser, and they spoke for it. And by the way, I want your listeners to know that our organization and Nevada Right to Life and Nevada Families for Freedom, we made sure all of these legislators knew the harm in this bill. So none of them can say they didn't understand. We have a legal memo from Alliance Defending Freedom that clearly lays it out. And we worked very hard to make sure they all had this information. So it was Heidi Ganser, Jill Tolles, Keith Pickard, Doc Hardy, Scott Hammond, and he spoke out on it. We had Settlemyer, Robin Titus. Just going off. I'll look it up. I'll look it up before the end of our call.
Wow. And just as a reminder, because I'm trying to get as many people, good Americans who want to keep our fundamentals, get them running for office, get them announced now so they can get their names out. Jill Tolles will be coming up for re-election in this next round.
Yep.
So just putting it out there
for
you.
We need someone to run against her that actually represents the district.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't.
You know, Karen, this is what, unfortunately, I told a group that I was speaking to last month, and that was more than likely that this bill was going to pass. So
right.
What we need to be doing now is raising money and getting groups ready to start getting the truth out before the ballot is even put together. People need to know what this is about when it goes to the ballot, and Nevadans need to vote it down. Now, that doesn't say
Monica,
that That doesn't mean that it's not going to come back like the commerce tax in a different form, but they need to vote it down.
Well, I'm just really, really glad that you said that, because we have started to put together a coalition, and we did some polling on this. We actually, the reason they rushed this through and did not have any committee hearings in the assembly side is because we had been out in the field, Nevada Family Alliance with some other groups, commissioned a poll. And we used the same organization that Alliance Defending Freedom, which are doing all the fair play sports. We used the same firm out of Arizona that they did. We wanted a really credible poll on SJR 8. We wanted to make sure that we were polling more Democrats than Republicans, because that is the makeup when you include Clark County. And we found out the minute that Nevada voters find out what's in this, over 65% of them don't want to have anything to do with it. And that includes Democrats as well. And independents, the polling is off the charts. When they find out this mandates, you know, a biological male can take the spot on a female's team, or that this could mean puberty blockers for minors under the age of 18 without parental notification and consent. That the voters are not for this. So we have started a coalition. We have right now, we know it will not be no on SJR 8. We know that, you know, it'll come up with another number, but we have purchased no on SJR 8, and we'll be putting together our website in the next week, getting our polling up there. In the meantime, people can go to NevadaFamilyAlliance.org, sign up for our emails, and we will let you know when this coalition goes live with our both our polling and our website, because we need to be traveling the state, like you said, and we need to be educating the church, educating the voters. And that will also help when real conservatives want to run for office, because they can, people will then know what SJR 8 is and know who voted for it and who voted against it. And I just want to tell you that they have now taken the votes down from SJR 8. You have no votes when you go to the Nevada legislative website page.
Wow. You know,
you can't get who voted for it.
I support the LGBTQ community. I mean, I say people can be people. They can do whatever they want. It's their body. It's their choice. But this even, you have to look at this in reality, that this even harms the true transgender men and women out there.
Yeah.
The true transgender men who have become women, who want to own a business, who want to do all this, because you know what? There are going to be men out there who just say that they are a woman to take advantage of all of this. So they are diminishing the true LGBTQ community.
Well, it's interesting. I agree. And it's interesting because Nevada is referring to it in all of these statutes as gender dysphoria. Yet Amazon will not sell Ryan Anderson's book because he refers, they say his book doesn't, but they say that he refers to gender dysphoria as an illness. But the Nevada legislature, every bill does it. And I testified on a bill because they want to do this with all prisons, too, in Nevada. So I was testifying against it. And they were saying, you know, for housing, they want to be able to house a male who just asserts they're a female with female prisoners. And I don't oppose anyone with gender dysphoria getting medical help. I want them to be able to access medical help. This is not about letting those with gender dysphoria, you know, live and let live. I'm for that, but I'm not for invading the privacy and safety of other mainly females that are going to be hurt by it. Our daughters shouldn't have to be going to the restroom or playing on a sports team against a biological male.
Yeah.
I have compassion for them, but that doesn't mean they get to violate the rights of everyone else.
Yeah. Karen, once again, where do people know, or where do people need to go to sign up to be on the front line of this and to be the first ones out of the gate to help educate their family, their friends, their neighbors on making sure that next year when it's on the ballot, it absolutely gets voted down?
NevadaFamilyAlliance.org. And I'll be in town next week speaking at the Hayek Group, if anyone's in town and wants to attend that. But they can go to NevadaFamilyAlliance.org.
All right.
And we will be releasing the polling and what people can start doing to get the word out. Because it's going to take us, we the people, on this one.
Yep. And that's what it is. We the people. We have to band together to get rid of these outrageous bills and laws that the Democrats are bringing forth. And the Republicans in name only.
Yep.
Remember that.
Yep. Jill Toll's Heidi Gansert.
What's Jill Toll's district?
I don't know the district number,
but it's
up here. But she runs around as a Christian conservative. But that is not how she legislates.
Yeah. That's why we call them Republicans in name only. All right.
Absolutely.
Karen England, the executive
director.
Thank you so much for being here today. All right. Caller number 4-884-9910. We'll be right back after this on The Monica Jay Show. Oh, you pick up that chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop. That's what you're calling for. Caller number 4 right now.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, it's a countdown, all right. It's a countdown to the loss of all of your rights. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mary from Sparks, mwah! Love you, girl. Thank you so much for calling in. Mary was caller number 4, and she picked up that chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop. Yes, filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter, your choice, just in time for Easter. So, Mary, you can enjoy it yourself, or you can give it to one of the little ones and make sure that they have a sugar rush. No, don't want to get them all too rushed up on sugar. All right. If you missed out on your opportunity to win, just make sure you log on to the Chocolate Shop. That's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E, chocolateshop.us. All right. I have totally screwed up the timing of my interview with Mark Morgan. And that is because I hate it when people try to book in different times rather than the Pacific Standard Time. So I got it all messed up with Central Time. And so I don't know if we're going to actually be able to get Mark on today, as he's calling from the border. That's really frustrating, because he was going to be able to bring us the truth of what's going on at the border right now. The hundreds of thousands of people that have come over just in the last 2 months in the Biden administration, because Biden pulled back, Biden-Harris, because they pulled back all of the rules that Trump had in place to protect this country. This is how you know that this is not a pandemic. Where are the vaccination cards for all the illegals crossing over the border? Ted Cruz went down to the border and he was threatened by drug cartel members who were just standing on the other side of the water screaming at him. This is, crazy. These are the people who are supposed to be protecting Americans. Americans. People that were born here and people that immigrated here legally. And they couldn't care less. You know, I'm not worried about COVID, because it's all a bogus scheme to keep you afraid. I would be more worried about measles with all the kids coming over because they don't do measles inoculations like we do here in this country, in Mexico, in Guatemala, in Honduras, and every place else that these kids are coming from. And wow, imagine this. The DOD, with Health and Human Services, will not tell the American public how many children are being housed on military bases. They won't give us any numbers. Won't give us any numbers. That's funny. Because we own those military bases. We, the people, own all of that. And yet we can't get any answers as to how our money is being spent and how it is being spent to house and take care of people in this country illegally. Just think about that. We'll be back after this Fox Business News on The Monica Jay Show.